The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Hello, I'm Bridget Lyles with the United States Courts. This year marks the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of France at Normandy. Coincidentally, there are nearly 70 federal judges who serve in World War II still working. We sat down with a few of them to hear their stories and find out how the experience shaped their lives. Javier Hernandez reports.
These are the twilight years for what many believe is the greatest generation. They are best known for defeating the Axis powers in World War II. You can find several dozen of these veterans on the federal bench. Age has slowed some of them down, but their passion for administering justice is unwavering.
I was appointed for life, and I'm going to serve out my term. They will bury me from this courthouse.
U.S. District Judge Tom Stagg was a captain in the Army.
It's a performance of a duty the same as I was doing when I was in Europe.
Nearly two dozen federal judges have World War II combat experience. Judge Leonard Wexler says it changed his outlook on life.
Well, I think I grew up. I became serious. I didn't want to be a buck private anymore, but I never wanted to be a judge. Life has its crazy turns, and you don't know what it's going to lead to.
Circuit Judge Arthur Alarcón says his time on the front continues to shape his work.
You know, I think those of us who were in World War II had a special experience. And one of the things that I really found amazing is how men could work closely together to take care of each other, to leave nobody behind, and so forth. I think that experience of dealing with total strangers from all over the United States has given me a feeling for my fellow human beings.
There is some debate amongst these judges as to whether or not they deserve the moniker Greatest Generation. But all agree it was a special time for our nation. Judge Arthur Spatt feels there were sacrifices made on the battlefield and on the home front.
I think the Greatest Generation was this country as a whole. It was united. Everybody worked toward one goal. Everybody participated with a full heart and no dissents. So when in the history of this country does this ever happen?
Thank you, Javier. We are developing more stories of our World War II judges. Be sure to look for a special report on these great patriots in November on Veterans Day. Reporting for the U.S. Courts, I'm Bridget Lyles in Washington.